Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, freedom lovers and bondage lovers, citizens and immigrants and visitors, happy 4th of July weekend from Bonoboville. Shoot water pistols, not real pistols. They cool off in this heat wave.
Sweating like a
climate
orange
change is upon us. And yes, brothers and sisters, if you're tuned in live, it is 4th of July weekend, and we here in Bonoboville are patriots, not hatriots, who wave the flag of hate and bigotry with a sickening, cruel pride. Blah. We wave the flag, or, you know, jiggle the flag, as it were, like bonobos, for all who need to come here. Come, and come again. Yes, indeed. Happy birthday, USA! We are 243 years young, which is very young for a country, though Native Americans have been here for thousands of years, and Euro-Americans almost wiped them out on a trail of tears. And now, a lot of Euro-Americans are locking up descendants of those Native Americans and their children, separately in terrible Trump camps. There he is. I'll get you. We're going to tie him up, the Trumpus. But, you know, we don't have to do all the work. God or the goddess in the heavens made some of it happen. And yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, it rained on Trump's parade. Woohoo!
What a coincidence.
And I'd say the rain was the tears of our founders over Trump's concentration camps for kids. But, well, maybe not. Those same revered founders slaughtered Native Americans and worked African American slaves to death. So I don't know what they would think of Trump. In any case, I love the 4th of July. Can you tell? The flag, the fireworks, the shooting of water pistols, not real pistols. I try to ignore that it celebrates war. And, you know, it's hard to do that because there's this song about rockets' red glare. And that I could think of as a kid was fireworks, but bombs bursting in air, I don't know. I thought, wow, that's That's pretty heavy duty. Now, our military fetishist commander-in-chief, who is sitting there in his 4th of July regalia, gagged. We keep him under gag order with a penis pacifier. You might want to show him, just show how we keep him under gag order with his penis pacifier. That is the only way he's allowed in here. And sitting on his Jeffrey Valance art, Trump puppy pee pad. In case he has an accident, which he has had, actually. So they come in handy. They're really useful. So anyway, our military fetishist commander and thief. He had the Trump parade, you know. And besides celebrating Trump, it did celebrate war and the trappings of war, mostly trappings more than actual war. I have to say, it's fortunate that he hasn't gotten us into a brand new war yet. Unlike Bush the younger, and actually Bush the elder. And even Clinton. I gotta hand it to him, although I'm keeping him gagged because he has a potty mouth. But at least, you know, President Bone Spurs, you know, he was a draft dodger, of course. And actually, I do not hold this against him. I don't. I hold a lot against him. The kiddie concentration camps, that one I can't let go of. But being a draft dodger, some of my best friends have been draft dodgers. I think it's a very distinguished position to be in, especially in terms of that awful, stupid war. Well, most of them are awful and stupid, but the Vietnam War, come on. Really. Terrible. So, you know, okay. He dodged the draft. He got a doctor to write him a note. I had a friend who took acid and threw up all over, you know, everybody.
That's pretty inventive.
I had some inventive friends. But, Trump does, despite his fear of war, of getting himself involved in war, Trump has a weapons fetish. I mean, maybe so do I. Yeah, but mine is just a water pistol, and I'm hitting the spot on Sunshine McWade's beautiful natural boobs.
And
I think it's Facebook friendly. It's hot Facebook. I'm sorry if we're getting her boobs wet. And it rained on Trump's parade, so it's kind of like a metaphor. I don't know. He has weapons porn is the word, really. I mean, weapons porn.
Weapons fetish, right?
Well,
weapons fetish.
You know, the flyovers with the jets and then the tanks just sitting there. I mean, the tanks can't go through our streets because they'd ruin the streets. And I think they're really old tanks. I'm not sure. Like Sherman tanks or something. Anyway, they were for decoration. Yes, but all those troops, I mean, from every different branch, including the soon-to-be Space Force. Yeah, I think we just went off of something there, it looks like. I don't know. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to worry about getting soaked. Ready to get soaked? To the tune of $2.5 million for this, you know, weapons fetish military fiasco. And I gotta say, even though other people
She's still squirting me when she
Well, and I have to say, also, he says he can't afford toothpaste for the kids. Can't afford toothpaste or soap, but he can afford this monstrosity. And then he made a big boo-boo, which is so cute. It was... I mean, there's so much comic relief, but this one... He's talking about the Revolutionary War, and maybe he's talking about the War of 1812, you know, at the latest. But he's saying, our army manned the air. It rammed the ramparts. It took over the airports. That's actually what Trump said. It took over the airports. It did everything it had to do. Took over the airports. I wonder if George Washington had to wrestle with TSA. Like I did. Anyway, took over the airports. Then he tried to blame His teleprompter. I've tried to blame my teleprompter. I don't even have one anymore. I just have these notes. But, you know, I've had teleprompters, and yeah, you could blame them. But I don't know about saying airports. What? How? I don't get it. Except that it's T-Rump. That's T-Rump. It. You know? By the way, my blood red, off-white, and navy blue bikini is created by Mario Sosito, the artist Mario Sosito, who might be out there. Shout out to Mario. Go Bonobos for Mario. So, yeah, Ivanka was not at Daddy's Parade. She didn't have to mess up her hair. She and Jared went to a party in the Hamptons, you know, while the kids are in the concentration camps. And, you know, Nepotism Barbie had already inserted herself into the
Barbie.
G20 convos with, you know, all these leaders of state, and one of whom, like, looked at her like, I can't believe you are prattling on. I mean, and she's very poised. I mean, she looks she looks good. She looks like a Barbie doll, you know, gorgeous. And it started a hashtag of unwanted Ivanka.
Can we make that into a real product? Nepotism Barbie?
Nepotism Barbie.
Somebody's already done it, right?
I wish I'd invented that term, but I did not. I got it on the internet, on Twitter, of course. And it's already being used a lot, but I figure some of my viewers might not know about Nepotism Barbie. So there she is. It's the perfect name for her. And yes, 243 years ago, the founders, though they did hold slaves and they did slaughter Native Americans, they wanted a government without a king, you know, without a royal family, without the trappings of monarchy. And I mean, you know, maybe they're messed up in a lot of ways. They were. But that's a beautiful concept that, you know, we've tried to live up to, but no longer. Now the Trump crime family is the Trump royal family. And they have met the queen. It's official. So, you know, and Ivanka gets her position because she is Princess Ivanka, obviously. It just goes without saying. And I think a lot of his supporters are good, not just okay with that. They love that. They you know, a lot of people want a monarchy. Isn't that right, Max?
That's right. I'm
a
monarchist.
Too bad you're not king.
And an anarchist.
Okay, but how about King Trump?
Listen, the kings named themselves kings, so.
Well, if only he had as much power as Queen Elizabeth, it might not be too bad. So, anyway, even in the midst of obnoxious Trump royal family, crime family antics and concentration camps for kids and icy family separations and unconstitutional anti-freedom laws like SESTA, FOSTA, even with post-Trump stress disorder, sex disorder, excuse me. Of course, there's a stress disorder, but I'm the one you go to for post-Trump sex disorder. I'm the one that Rush Limbaugh went to for post-Trump sex disorder. And we're going to have that clip up on YouTube very shortly. So even with all that, we can still celebrate America's birthday. Woohoo! Whee! Si se puede! Yes, we can. And freedom, yes. I want to just say, in a positive way, free Julian Assange and Chelsea Manning. They are freedom fighters. And Pamela Anderson is kind of another Barbie in a way. I mean, she's had at least as much work done as Ivanka, maybe more. But she has gravitas. And she has an interesting lover named Julian Assange, who is in a maximum security prison in England at Belmarsh. He's very sick. He needs to be freed. He's one of the greatest truth tellers in the world, exposing what is beneath the panties of the Star-Spangled Banner. And so many of us cannot bear to hear or see that truth. But back to fireworks, right? Back to fireworks. We all love fireworks. I love fireworks. I do. And our actual 4th of July this year, well, we just moved into this place, which is great in a lot of ways. The new little love church of the Bonobo Way. Don't we love it?
Yeah.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women.
We love the new little love church of the Bonobo Way and the new village of Bonoboville, but we have a crummy roof for watching fireworks. No good. You slide off of it. Especially, actually, considering the underground fireworks that are now going on, by the way. I mean, I thought it was our morning orgasms the other day. On the 4th of July morning, there was like a big earthquake. I mean, right?
It
was
That's right.
You made the earth move, honey.
Made the earth move.
Yeah,
baby.
You did. And then we thought maybe it's Betsy the dog. Oh, no. The bed isn't like that. And then we went, oh, my God, earthquake. Woo!
California.
That was kind of romantic.
Yeah.
The way it. Shook
romantical.
Us. And then the next one, I was in the toilet, which was not so romantic. but it was a bigger earthquake, so it's kind of scary. Did you feel that one?
I felt one on the bus.
Yeah. You know, that always sounds kind of sexual to me. Did you feel it? Did you feel the quake?
I felt it with 20 other people.
Like, was it good for you? You know, especially if it wasn't bad and didn't kill anybody, which these two quakes, I don't believe, killed anybody. So, you know, when you ask that, is it good? Well, did you feel the quake? It's like, yeah, baby, I felt it. Did you? Uh-huh. You know, it's funny how fireworks can symbolize sexual orgasm on the one hand, and then the bombs bursting in air and the guns shooting, woo-hoo, on the other.
Oh,
I saw there's a lot of ass flesh
there. That's
really
nice. I like that.
Yeah, you like that.
Yeah.
You like that.
I like that.
Ooh.
I like that. More.
But here in Bonoboville, we love the fireworks of sex, not bombs, and love, and not war. And we're going to, you know, celebrate. Here's Betsy. Betsy and Anna and Miguel and I. Because we couldn't watch fireworks from the roof, and we went to the park, but there were no fireworks there. So we all went to the street. We saw the people's fireworks, brothers and sisters. That's right. Right in the street, it was like, you know, people from Mexico, Central America, Africa, Europe, and mostly Asia, actually, in this neighborhood. And in other words, the American people. From everywhere. It was really kind of beautiful in a way. Kind of a mess. Like everybody's leaving. The wrappers all over the street. It was terrible pollution. But it was really beautiful. And not as spectacular as the chrysanthemum fireworks exploding over your head. But, you know, kind of cool. Set off by brave American, or maybe not American, but, you know, people and pyromaniacs. And kids, like 7 years old, which I don't think is a good idea. I do not recommend that. But there were these tiny little
fireworks.
Kids shooting off fireworks in the street. You know, it was kind
of
crazy.
Everybody's got a different idea of parenting, I guess.
Okay, so it's still 4th of July weekend. So be careful
up.
With those homemade fireworks. Don't be shooting off your fingers, because how you going to finger anybody if you don't got no fingers? It's very important to finger. Finger, finger, finger. Fingering is one of the favorite sexual things to do. And it's relatively safe, you know. It doesn't involve, you know, all the intercourse concerns of transmission of disease. I mean, unless your hand is diseased, you know. And I guess if you want to be very, very careful, you put on those, you know, plastic latex gloves, which are okay. But, I mean, the latex gloves when you're fingering is kind of cool, whereas the latex over the vulva when you're trying to go downtown, you know, not so cool. I don't know. People do it now, and I'm all for it. I just, I don't know. Saran wrap between me and the pussy is a little sort of strange, but that might be because I'm an older person. And so I want to recommend that people do that because it does help to prevent disease. So fireworks, orgasms for the eyes. Yes, indeed.
Have you seen the new manicures where the girls get the long nails, but only these ones are short? Yeah. No, you haven't seen
the new manicure?
Yeah, there's like memes about on Facebook where you get the really long nails.
Right, you can
tell
I don't do a lot of fingering. Right? you should have short fingernails.
You're going to scratch my cervix.
But at some point, actually, this fingernail is going to break, and then I'm going to cut them all. And then I'll be fingering like crazy. Watch out. Watch out. Okay. So I just want to say a little bit, not much, about... publishing news. Several things. And then I'm going to get to my fabulous guest, who I'm not going to introduce yet. I'm going to keep you
in suspense.
But let's just say tonight's subject is freedom and bondage.
Yeah.
So, you know, freedom is the greatest aphrodisiac, but bondage is a close second. But we'll get to that in a minute. In publishing news, 67 years ago, a magazine started that made me laugh. I'm not going to say it changed my life. And I wasn't alive when it started, but I was certainly alive when it was in its full flower. And it's closing down. And I am so sad that Mad Magazine is closing down. It's just really tragic. It's still fresh and funny. They just had a cartoon with Ivanka, speaking of nepotism Barbie, and Jared looking just like Alfred E. Newman. He was he does kind of look like him, you know, with a tooth missing, you know. Anyway, I'm so sad that there's no more Mad. And so another publishing thing that occurred this week is Captain Max's encounter with oodles of copies of his publications. Love, hate, finger. How are you going to finger anybody with no fingers? You got to have fingers. Fingers the most important thing. Fingers might be the most important sexual body part. I kind of think, in a way. I mean, lips are real important. The eyes, of course. But boobs, if you're into boobs. No. And genitalia. Don't knock genitalia. And the biggest sexual organ. Who knows what the biggest sexual organ of the body is? No takers. No, not the brain. I see someone smart pointing to her brain. But, you know, your brain might be pretty big. I can tell. But the biggest sexual organ of the body is the skin.
Oh, really?
It's all over us. And it's all very sensitive in different ways. The skin is the biggest sexual organ of the body. A beautiful sex. And you got to learn how to touch it right with those fingers.
And you forgot God.
Okay. Well, I'm back to you. Okay. Forgot finger. What? Okay. So love, hate, finger, God, and Annie Sprinkles hot shit. And maybe a few others.
A few others. Ladies room. Many others.
Annie Sprinkle. Shout out to our friend.
Frankwood, blah, blah, Beverly Hills Magazine.
Well, but this
those
guy.
Those weren't sex magazines.
These were the sex. This particular gentleman who came over said that your magazines changed his life and that he was brought up by a junkie mother and a gangbanger dad and that he was very depressed and he was beaten a lot and he just found your magazines and he found them to be really uplifting. You know, it's hard, super hardcore. I mean, forget Hustler. No, these are hardest of the hardcore. Okay. I can't even put them on the blog.
I just published them. The people would send in their photos.
Right.
And they would send in their stories. And I would just take them and paste them up.
Reader written.
Yeah.
Max invented... Well, I don't know if you invented it, but you were doing reader-written publishing in the very beginning. I mean, let's just say Now everything is reader written.
Of course. Right.
There's no more journalism. Everyone is a journalist. We all have blogs. We all have Twitter or Facebook. We're all posting what we think, what we feel, what we did, what we believe in, what we like. And, yeah, but you started it by, you know, sharing what the readers sent you without editing it. And everyone was horrified.
Horrified.
And they sent you a lot of sex.
Well, because it wasn't like we were told. It was like Playboy, and it was all very nice. Everything was nice. And then I started getting these pictures. These pictures didn't look like pictures in Playboy. we thought, oh, my goodness, our readers are really... There's something wrong with our readers.
What's wrong with Pervenel?
There was nothing wrong with the readers. It's normal stuff. People hanging from ceilings and all kinds of things.
All kinds of things. So anyway, you'll see some of those things on the blog. I guess we don't have the magazines here. The guy only let us take pictures of them. But he's going to come back, and I think he's going to give you some of your own magazines. So that's exciting. And then, also, today, we went out today, which was really weird. What?
We don't go out very often.
We don't go out, right. So we went to a memorial for a friend of ours that both of us met separately. And that this guy is kind of known as, for some people, the greatest journalist of L.A. of, let's say, the last 75 years or so, or maybe longer. And for others, I mean, the New York Times called him the Pied Piper of the left, but that makes it sound like he, you know, kind of played his pipes and let the children just fall off the cliff. But no, he was kind, and he was good, and he printed the truth when no one else did. And his name was Art Kunkin. And he was the publisher of the legendary L.A. Free Press, which was like the only lefty publication. And he started publishing in 1965, before you, Max. Yeah. And an amazing, fearless publisher. Of course, you're amazing and fearless, but we'll talk about you more in a minute.
Okay.
But for now, we're talking about Art. And most of the people at the memorial, actually, there were some very old people.
They were old.
They were old.
Oh, they were old.
And many of them met Art in his L.A. Free Press days through the L.A. Free Press somehow. Now, I met Art at a swing party.
Now, that's classy.
That's me. And you know what? That's Art. You know, it was like a good old-fashioned swing party. None of this poly meetup stuff. No. This was a lot of fucking and sucking. It was the 1980s. So AIDS was a worry, but Reagan was a bigger worry, and people were horny. People were very horny. And sex heals a billion times more than it kills. But my belief, and I can prove it, it heals a billion times more than it kills. It does kill. Sex does kill. But for the most part, it does not. For the most part, it makes people feel good. And I think, though, when you keep hearing that it kills and you keep, that it does hurt more because you have a bad feeling about it. Anyway, I was new in L.A. and the L.A. Free Press wasn't publishing at the time. I'm very sad about that. And actually, there was a guy, that guy Finger, his last name's Finger.
Steven
he said
Finger.
To me, Art would say, I wish that Susan had been one of my reporters in the L.A. Free Press. But that would make me, like, I don't know, 80-something
Ancient.
Years old. So I'm glad I kind of wasn't. But anyway, I did write for the L.A. Weekly, which was inspired by the L.A. Free Press, and actually Jay Levin was at the memorial. And this was in the days when the L.A. Weekly was an actual paper that was political. Now, I don't know what it is. It's an advertising rag. So much journalism has just dissipated, and And then the rest of it, of course, is called The Enemy of the People by you know who. Okay. So anyway, we're at this swing party, and we didn't have sex. But we had the greatest, funniest, most inspirational conversation amongst all these people having sex, including my boyfriend at the time. So it was a good distraction for me, because he was, like, having sex, and I was, like, in between partners or something. And so we had this great conversation, and it was really, with all the howling and coming going on, it was a conversation gasm. And you can have a conversation gasm when you're talking to someone, you go, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, oh, yeah, oh, oh. You know, haven't you had one of those conversations? Or when you're laughing hysterically and you can't stop?
Yeah.
You know, it's like a conversation gasm. And, you know, I kept having these conversation gasms with Art. It was great. At parties and at Elysium. Anybody know what Elysium was?
I know what Elysium
was. You know,
was.
Okay.
Yes, I know what that is.
Oh, Mar knows.
Right.
Topanga, yeah. It was a nudist resort. It was an amazing... You weren't supposed to have sex, but people figured out you could do it in the massage rooms, quietly.
They would do it.
But it wasn't a swing party situation.
They did have kids doing it there.
But they had everybody was naked. It was beautiful. All the naked people running around, like an Elysium, you know, the Elysian Fields. I forget the name of the guy that ran it, but...
I forget.
Yeah. He was an interesting character. Anyway, Art lived there for a little while. So so then I did have sex with Art's competitor. Although I didn't know he was Art's competitor at the time. And actually, I didn't know that he even published the LA Star. Or Love, or Hate, or God, or Finger. And I married him. Well, after, I did know about that before we got married, but not like when we first had sex, or if I knew it was very vague and not like really prominent because I was in love. And so we had sex, and then we got married, and, well, we fell in love somewhere in between. I think we fell in love before we had sex, actually, which I recommend, although it's okay to have sex without being in love. But it's great when you can fall in love first and then have sex, which is what we did. We're so old-fashioned.
We're old-fashioned.
Yeah.
But, you know, Art and I were mortal enemies.
Mortal enemies. So this brings me to my next and final story about Art before I introduce my guest. So one day, we're in our downtown loft, and we were the king and queen of downtown, speaking of royalty. We were. We ruled downtown from 1998 until 2013, which is when the rents went through the roof. I mean, and even though the roof was great to watch fireworks, it really was. It was a spectacular roof, all of our roofs. But the rent was ridiculous because of the Staples Center, corporate capitalism, blah de blah de blah. So we left. And we went to Inglewood, and then we came here. But while we were in downtown, well, hello, Betsy. Betsy's sauntering through the set now. Like,
Betsy.
All the people, yes. Somebody might have some food. Anyway, in the middle of Max and I sitting in the kitchen, or as we call it, the commissary, in walks this radiant, super-powered elf named Art Kunkin. And Max is like, oh, he's my mortal enemy. Oh, my God, what do I do? The rack wars, and I think my people hurt his people and took some of our parody issues and stuck it in his racks and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, and I'm like, I hadn't seen Art in a while, but I loved Art, and I wasn't surprised when he just beamed, hello, hi, Susan, and hi, Mickey. Because that's the name he knew you by. Mickey is one of your names. That's your publishing, publishing name.
I said to him, you know, you sued me, Art. And what? He said, I did.
I did? It's in the past. There wasn't a grudge in the room. There was total forgiveness if there was even anything upset. And maybe he didn't even know that he sued you. Might have been lawyers.
He didn't remember.
But he was... You know. totally, I mean, it was really like the bonobo way of peace through pleasure in action, except they didn't have sex. Arden.
That you know of? No.
Well, that I know. That I saw. That they hugged it's and
actually,
they embraced it.
After all the wars and the smashing of racks, and I never met him until
he
walked into the warehouse.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I had never met him.
Yeah. And I don't know if he knew you were there, but at that point he starts talking about, I'm bringing back the free press, I'm bringing it back, and we offered him free space for the free press, and he used it somewhat, and then it went online and he didn't need any space. But it was great to connect with Art again and have you guys make up. And then Art, well, moved to Joshua Tree from L.A., which is weird. Because, you know, Art and the art of art just kind of left L.A. and went out to the desert, you know? Anyway, before I connect Joshua Tree to what I'm about to connect, I just want to say thank you, Art, for the conversation-gasms. And I expect to have many, many more with you in that great swing party in the sky. Sooner rather than later. Art Kunkin, brothers and sisters. Art Kunkin, let's give his spirit a hand. Thank you. And by the way, it was a great memorial. Art's daughter, Anna Kunkin, was there. Investigative journalist Greg Palast. He said the free press was the antidote to the enslaved press. Lawyer Bruce Margolin. You had a good chat with him. And a Cuba news editor, Walter Littman, who gave me this, a Che Guevara $3 bill. Is it three? Whoa. Yeah, a $3 bill. Look at that. Whoa. I'm so excited about this. I asked him for a card. He also gave me a card. His name is Walter Lippmann. I'm definitely going to have him on the show. And he actually translates Cuba News for Counterpunch, where I write sometimes. So I had seen his name before, and I was... Oh, and this guy. Not so familiar, but... Jose... What's it say?
Jose Martin.
Here's Jose Martin. I'm sure he's important.
He looks important.
But Che Guevara was my heartthrob when I was a little girl. So he was dead, but, you know, who cares? A lot of good dead heartthrobs. Jim Morrison, a lot of them die young that are sexy, you know. But I'm glad I didn't marry someone who died young. That would be depressing. So also Alma Cielo, fellow Yalie, who played violin pregnant and naked in the nude dance of Zorbakis back in the day. What day? Well, her son is now 16, so you do the math. But anyway, there was a lot of frolicking and fun in those days. And I understand now there's this horror movie out called, what is it called? Midsommar, that sort of takes all that type of frolicking. Have you heard about it? Midsommar. And I think it's a very well done movie from the stuff I've seen, but it pisses me off. It upsets me. And I guess, okay, whatever. You know, you take all the good things and you turn them into horror movies. And then you make people afraid of just, you know, dancing and in the meadow. Let's see, who else was there? Oh, I did an interview with Robert Louding of Indie Media. So shout out to them. And I got to say, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, in a church, an actual church, because I gave a little mini eulogy. Well, there are a lot of people gave eulogies. And I also got to say, fuck.
Whoa, in church, in front of Jesus and everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
All the angels, everybody was there.
I said fucking, excuse me. You're right. Abe was there. He knows. Fucking and sucking. And I said it kind of fast, but I did say it. And actually, fucking got a bigger laugh than
sucking.
Brothers and sisters. And sucking. Okay. So that's that. I think that's all of our news. So now I am ready for our exciting guest. Oh, are you ready, Sunshine?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, we were talking about Joshua Tree, which is where Art went to live out his last years. And our guest was just in Joshua Tree. And I'm very excited to welcome Ishara Gabri.
Hi.
Did I pronounce your name right?
Yeah, right.
Ishara Gabri.
Yeah.
Ishara Gabri. And Ishara Gabri is from Italy. And I want to thank Dr. Serena Gaia Anderlini Donofrio for introducing us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you, Serena. And I'm very excited to have Ishara here. And you just went to Joshua Tree for a tantric breathwork experience.
Breathwork. Yes, a great experience with breathwork.
I'm going to sit over here, I guess, and talk to you a little bit. Okay.
People from all over the world came
really?
For breathwork, yes.
Wow.
And me, I teach... two times a workshop with ropes and breath.
Ropes, which brings me to our other theme of the night, which is freedom and bondage. Freedom is the greatest aphrodisiac, but bondage is a close second.
Yeah.
That's right. It's great to be free. And of course, the bondage that I'm talking about that is a close second must be consensual. You can't have any of this non-consensual bondage and say that that's an aphrodisiac. That is not an aphrodisiac, so forget that.
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
And there's too much bondage that is not consensual, including these camps. But anyway, you are an expert in consensual bondage.
Yes, for sure.
For sure.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the first thing that we teach before to make ropes in the hand of people.
Let's see the rope.
Yes.
It looks like you've got rope in your hair. Or your hair. Do you ever tie someone up with all this hair? Wow. Beautiful hair.
Thanks.
Oh. Rasta braids.
This is
and
Japanese.
This is jute rope?
Jute, and they come from Japan.
Japan.
Sorry.
And shout out to our friend Professor Oni, who is also a shibari and kimbaku bondage expert. Now, you're a shibari expert. Do you also do kimbaku?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it's the same. Mm. They have the same meaning, yeah.
And this looks very rough, but it's actually very smooth. It feels good.
Yes, depend how you use it.
Well, okay. Right. You could make it feel bad. I think I want you to tie up Trump and make it feel bad. Mm. But in a minute. First, we'll talk about the good tying up. So, how did you get into it, though? How did you start bondage?
For me, when I never thought about that before, and just I had a dream in the night, a real dream, in which I was naked and with white things around my body. And
how old were you?
5 years ago it happened.
5 years ago. You've only been into this for 5 years. Only 5 years that you've been doing this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And after that, I want to explore what really it is. So I was looking for a professional person because I didn't trust someone, you know, just you met somewhere. And so I found my teacher. And now I work with him. He's Davide La Greca.
And so you studied in Italy?
And yeah, I studied with him in Italy before I make the experience to be Thai. And I loved so much that I wanted to learn how Thai myself. And I did another school to learn how to spend and Thai myself alone. Then all my friends want to try, and they began to ask me, oh, I want to try, but I trust only you. So I began to tire the people, and I understand that I love a lot to tie people. And it's a different experience to be tied, for sure.
For sure.
Because when you are someone tie you, you just let go. Do nothing, stay in your feeling, and just communicate if something is wrong or tickling or you feel real bad, so you have to tell.
You don't get afraid that, you know, losing control?
I use this technique to help people to lose control. Softly, gently, sometimes I tie just one arm or one part, little part of the body, so the people feel comfortable with the feeling, and at the end they finish to be completely tied, usually.
Okay. So, where are you from in Italy?
I am from Rome.
Rome. So yes. Is Max.
Oh. Woo! Cool.
Two Romans.
Yeah.
Wow.
So but, cool. So
I work in the school that is in Rome. It's called Shibari Dojo. But I opened a second one with my teacher in Trieste. It's another city in the north of Italy.
So America has a pretty bad history with slavery, but so does Rome, actually, I have to say. But it's great to be turning around this stuff, you know? And that's really what kink does. Kink turns around the bad things and turns them into something good. Transforms something bad, which is bondage,
right,
which is a bad thing if it's against your will, into something beautiful and good.
Yes.
And fun.
Yes, real fun. Most of the people that never was tied before told me that before they was a little bit scary, but they want to try. And when I untied them, they told me, oh, where is the ropes? I miss them now.
Oh.
So it's changed the mind, because
wow,
what your mind think about, it's not what your body usually really need.
That's very true. What your mind thinks about is not usually what your body really needs, because we overthink.
Yeah.
We think too much. There's even a button like that. Women who think too much. But men do it too. You know, everybody does the overthinking thing. And sometimes you need to think. Sometimes you do. You know,
yeah, a lot of times.
When ice comes to your door, you need to think. Where can I go? You know, but sometimes, especially in sex, you need to not think so much. And not that this bondage is always about sex, of course. Sometimes it's just fun. Or art.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let's face it, a lot of people are interested in bondage
because
it's a great kind of sex accessory. And it does help you, if you can relax, to lose your mind, to let your mind go and your body flow, and really start feeling that biggest organ of the body, the skin, in relation to the touch of the ropes and the person tying you up. So good. Okay, so tie me up. Now, I mean, I don't know. You could do a little bit of tying.
Yeah.
What should you tie? What could you tie?
I was going to be your victim, but you can be victimized.
No, you're going to be the next victim.
Oh, okay. We'll both be victims.
We have time for more than one victim.
Okay, yeah.
You're going to be the hardcore
victim. Oh, no. I've never done this before.
Okay.
The first thing I have to know, if you have any problem in your body, pain, or something you don't want to be touched.
Okay. The only part I have in my body with pain is coughing. So throat. I guess I shouldn't be tied around my neck.
Oh, right.
No neck.
I never suggest to do that, really. It's,
you know, it's really I've seen people do it. So I that's
yes,
what I would say. Don't do that. Otherwise,
right,
I'm good.
Okay.
So
we.
But
try.
You know what? You want to hold her microphone?
Oh yeah.
So she doesn't have to. So I'm nervous. I'm excited.
Just relax.
I'm going to relax. So,
I should
famous
be holding
last words.
Her microphone to her, right?
Here she is. Ishara.
Relax.
She's a professional.
Relax.
Right, she knows I'm not relaxed. You know I'm not relaxed. You know I'm not relaxed. But I'm trying. I think the roping is going to relax me. Either that or I'll have a nervous breakdown.
Well, Betsy's coming over here, so we can...
Yeah, Betsy knows I'm
Betsy
tied up.
Betsy can be tied up,
force
too.
Her to do things she doesn't want to do.
Betsy, you have been voluntold.
It can be really dangerous. So you have to take care when you do it. Yeah.
Tying right here.
Well, it looks beautiful.
Okay.
Nice rope, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Okay. Oh.
So there's foreplay and tying people up?
This is fun.
Take a breath, take a breath.
Wow. Maybe you should move my drink, Max. Or somebody, because, you know,
all right.
The rope is going around.
And all the time, the ropes, they are alive. They do these things.
Even the rope is alive.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of a snake, and I love a snake. I used to have snakes. I have to get a new snake. Whoa.
She's just trying
nice
to touch her
cheese. Nice and tight, baby.
Huh? She's just trying to touch her cheese.
How do you feel?
I feel good.
Yeah? Mm.
I feel like a baby that's been, like, put in a papoose. And I'm definitely...
The untie is so important, like the to tie.
So what would you call this? Is this shibari or a...
Shibari.
Shibari. And I am very tied up. Can I stand up before you untie me?
Yes.
Okay.
So the camera can see?
Ah. Well, I'm quite in bondage. Kind of exciting and scary, and I feel that Ishara has my best interest at heart. She gives a nice hug with her arms as well as her ropes. So it's very nice. Ah. It really does make you stick your stomach in, too. Wow. Very nice. All right, and now she's undoing the ropes. So we go from bondage to freedom. And she does slide the ropes very sensually over me. Very sensual. It's important, I think, how you do it, besides what you do. Oh!
Whoa!
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 And is this a position? This is like a yoga position right here.
Yeah.
What? Can you put the mic in front of her mouth?
Oh, sorry.
What is this position called?
It's good to do some stretching of yoga if you want to be tied in a... position very strong, usually.
It's like a spiral.
It's good to stretch first. Hello.
I think I'm stepping on the rope. Oh, there we go.
Breathe.
I'm free.
Oh, amazing.
Okay, let's give a big hand to Ishara and me.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah. No, you made me trust you.
You look trustworthy.
I mean, you helped me to trust you. So now, maybe you can do something with my lovely assistant.
Okay, next victim.
We're going to bring over the this piece here.
Okay. We're going to bring you a piece. Okay, let me have a mic.
You got it, Miguel?
In fact, I'll be the one. Which mic should I use? The heavy one or the light one?
The light one.
The light one, okay. And I'm going to hold
not
this
too close.
For both
over here,
of you.
Miguel.
Okay.
Right here.
How are you feeling?
I'm nervous.
Right there.
Okay. Good. No, she's going to calm you right down, because I was nervous too. She'll calm you right down. She's very trustworthy, at least for me.
You have to tell me if you feel something tickling in your fingers, okay?
Okay.
If I have tingling, I'll tell you.
Okay. So you're going to sit down here or lie down?
Oh, yeah. How do you want me? My knee? Yeah.
Whoa. No shoes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no shoes. Although they are red, white, and blue.
Yeah. Forward? Sorry.
I come to stay up to, behind you, so you have to.
Like this?
Take a big breath. Relax.
Are you feeling relaxed?
No. I'm never relaxed. Even in a relaxed state, I'm not relaxed.
You have to do nothing because of the ropes that works for you. And I will take care of you for everything you need.
Okay.
Like a sugar daddy, right?
Yeah, just like it.
She's going to be my sugar mommy.
Nice hug.
Yeah. Easier said than done.
It's like a hug.
A rope hug.
That's right. That's right.
Beautiful bondage.
Yeah, it looks cool.
And this is consensual. You wanted this. In fact, when I was going to do it first,
no,
you said,
yeah,
what about
I jumped
me?
Up and I was like, no, I was going to do it.
So and now's your time.
Now's my time.
And in each moment you say, stop, I will stop.
Okay.
Don't worry.
I think in English that's called a safe word, right?
Yeah.
In English we call that a safe word.
Right. Stop yes. is actually a very good
no.
safe word.
Yeah, no,
safe
no, word. It's not. Because sometimes people play and say, no, stop, please, I don't want. But really they want.
Yeah.
So the best safe word for me is red.
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 Oh, red, okay.
I need to take the other ropes.
You need more rope, okay.
Can I sit
how you
on
doing
my...
There?
My legs are starting to... Can I sit on my butt? Or, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Sorry.
More comfortable?
Yeah, it's a little more comfortable.
Flip that ish.
Oh, yeah, for the feetsy guys, I don't have any toe nail polish or anything, but...
Well, some people like that.
Yeah, know? Normally the guys like it the dirtier,
natural.
The better.
Dr. Well, not Susie. Necessarily dirty. Oh, let me go on this side. I guess I'll just be here. feeling?
You know, when she was squeezing my arms together, it felt better than I thought it would. The pressure felt good sometimes.
Yeah, it's like a trip to the chiropractor.
Yeah, yeah.
Straightens you up.
I wasn't expecting that to feel good at all, but it kind of did, yeah. I'm curious to see what the back looks like. I'm curious to see what everything looks like.
And the hat really makes it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your little 4th of July cappy.
Oh, well, you're pushing my boobs up. That's good.
That's good.
That's always good. Chi-chi's up.
You feel okay with your finger?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Because how are you going to finger anybody with no fingers?
If I lose one fingers. Or two, I have more, right?
Don't help me, please.
Oh, she's helping. Naughty, naughty. Yeah.
I'm helping? What?
Yeah.
You're moving towards her or something like that.
That's right.
Just go limp.
Oh, so am I supposed to struggle? Am I supposed to fight back? Whoa.
Tight?
Yeah, it's pretty tight. Getting tighter and tighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what she said. Ooh. Wow, she's really making it, like, as tight as possible.
Oh.
Whoa.
The neck.
That was just a tease.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I want to be tied around my neck.
I don't think so either, but
it was a free rope, not
right.
Yeah.
It was a tease. It got us excited. Do you make this up as you go along, or do you have a plan?
I have a plan.
Oh. But the best laid plans may not get you laid the way you planned. You never know. Ooh.
Oh my god, oh my god.
Oh, tying up the ankles.
I'm getting a little scared now. Ooh. I'm really scared now.
It's okay.
Scared in a good way or bad way?
No, I'm not sure. Is this gonna be over soon?
That was a little dominating.
Okay, no, that was
yes,
not
it
bad.
Was.
That kind of tickles. Okay, that tickles. That tickles.
Well, you know, a lot of bondage is about domination. You're mostly not being too dominant. You're being more artistic. But yeah. A lot of bondage is domination.
Pushing my head down was kind of dominating.
That was very dominating.
That looks dominating.
Yeah.
Okay, now untie.
Untie.
Yeah. Can I stand up or?
It's good if you stay like you want.
Okay. Okay.
Whoa.
I feel like a Christmas present. I'm getting
You are a Christmas present, except on the 4th of July.
Yeah, 4th of July present.
Freedom and restraint on the 4th of July on DrSusanBlock.tv, live from the little love church of the Bonobo Way in the new village of Bonoboville by Trump. Slap his balls. We're going to tie you up in a not-so-nice way. Spending all that money on that parade.
big teeth.
A little bit of domination here.
Sweet, this is not the
very sweet. That's why I said a little bit.
A tiny.
Oh, I bet you can be rough. Especially out there in the desert. Oh, and your hands are still tied up in the back.
Yeah, I can feel they're very restrained.
Don't move the hands, please.
Yeah, let them, because they've been in that position a long time. Whoa. And there we go. Beautiful.
Yeah, look at
that's
that.
That's so beautiful.
Look at the marks.
Let's give a big hand.
Look at
the marks.
Oh, yeah, look at the marks.
Thank you.
To Ishara and Sunshine.
Until it falls asleep.
Are your hands asleep? Tingly?
And they are sensitive.
Ah.
Can you feel?
Yeah, it looks cool. This feels a little the most numb. A little bit. Yeah.
And that marks go away in 1 hour maximum.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Good.
Yeah, because I bruise like a banana, so I don't know. That's what you think. It'll still be bruised tomorrow. Maybe that's something I should have told her ahead of time, right? That would have been smarter if I would have said,
well, she did ask.
And I didn't think about it until later.
Did you like it?
It was interesting. It was. Thank you.
Yeah.
Some parts of it actually felt good, and I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting the pressure part to feel good.
Okay, now tie up Betsy. No,
yeah,
no. I'm just kidding.
Betsy.
We don't tie up dogs.
No, absolutely not.
Because they can't
not.
Consent.
Yeah, right.
But we can tie up him.
Yes.
Tie up Trump.
Yeah.
Everybody wants you to tie up Trump.
If I will tie him, I never will untie, so it's better not.
Well, you can leave him tied up. No, but you want to take your rope home, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
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 All right, let's have Trump tied up now. That's right, he's gagged already. And he's nothing but a big dick with a little pee-pee. And his military fetish was in full swing on the 4th of July. So now he's getting fit to be tied. Yeah, she's all right. What are you thinking about while you're tying him up?
Can you repeat?
What are you thinking about as you tie him?
Yeah, I just feel the feeling in my hand and the connection.
Right.
That's right.
Oh yeah, tie up his balls. Yeah. There you go. Throw away that hat. Mm-hmm. Put his pee-pee pad under him, just in case. Oh, the face bondage now. Yeah. Tell us about face bondage.
I like a lot face bondage. It's the face is a very sensitive part of the body, so the emotion that comes from the ropes on the face are very special.
You hear that, T-Rump? You're lucky you're getting face bondage by someone so nice.
Possible he likes really.
I bet he would. I bet he would like it. All right. Okay, that's it for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
We leave him like
Leave him like that, right. And smack him on the balls. Okay. There he is. Maybe we should hold him up.
Interesting.
Well, he's already got a gag. There he is. Your masterwork. Okay. You're going to sit there in the corner, T-Rump.
T-Rump.
How much time do we have?
About 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Wow.
I can improv E-Core song. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, could we have... Are you... let me ask you.
Would you want to have your boom started up?
Okay.
Okay.
So this part we can't have on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a little bit of light boob tying. Okay, here or... Boob is breast. No, around the breast.
Oh, no.
No?
Okay.
Okay. Well, can you tie under if she...
I can tie without the dress you want.
Without the dress?
No. How do you want?
Yeah, I'm thinking she... Yeah, without the dress.
Yeah, just take it off.
Yeah.
And then you can... But you can stay standing up.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so let's move this thing. Yes. If she's going to stay standing up.
No,
we're not. Facebook is going to now show Max.
I thought I was nervous before. Now, really. Is this a bad time to say, my boobs are really sensitive? Is this a bad time to say?
She's not tying your boobs. She's tying under your boobs.
Okay, under my boobs. But I still take this off, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, nice bra.
You have to feel comfortable, so you have to take off what you want.
Take off what you want. Yeah.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Beautiful.
Thanks, I grew them myself during puberty.
All right, well, they grew very well. Must have given them plant growth.
Yeah!
Here we go. Sunshine is topless, just in case you're not in the expensive seats. Well, actually, it's free on drsusanblock.tv. But if you're watching on Facebook, you can't see this because Marky Z is allergic to boobs, to nipples. So, you know, you can't see it. But Sunshine has beautiful, natural boobs and lovely areola, and they're on full display as Ishara ties up her arms and her underboobs, under her boobs, not the boobs themselves, because the boobs themselves are too delicate?
Yes.
Okay. I've seen people tie up boobs, but I see that, yeah, they're delicate.
We can tie, but... we have to remember that don't stay too long time because blood
okay.
and other things has to
yeah.
move inside.
This is great. We're happy. We see boobs. We see bondage. We are happy. Oh, there's a little bit of tying of the boobs going on here.
My nipples are very sensitive.
Yeah, nipples are sensitive.
Nipples are
no,
sensitive.
No nipple.
Don't make
torture.
It tight on my nipples.
Not tight on the nipple. No, nipple yeah. is sensitive, right.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's awesome.
Better?
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
See, you got to speak up about what you're feeling and whatever you're involved in. Sex, work, showtime.
Sex, work, showtime.
Shibari. Yeah. Whatever you're involved in, you got to speak up about how you're feeling. And then you get the experience that you need to get, that you want to get.
Ditto.
Ditto. All right. You look great. I think we should keep you like this.
Oh, wow, thanks.
When you're not on shift, of course. Can't very well get the phone like this.
Yeah, when you're not on shift, yeah.
You look like we could hang you from the ceiling like a macrame.
That would be interesting. Okay, try to find out how to answer the phone like this.
With your feet, of course.
Yeah, I bet you bonobos can, right? Because they pick up stuff with their feet.
They're very talented.
Yeah.
But you're doing good. You're standing up straight. You're breathing.
Yeah. This is also an exercise in good posture, right?
Yes.
It forces you to have good posture.
Wow. And somebody should take a picture from behind here.
Someone
should get around the bend.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
The tie? No? Oh, no. I think it looks cool. It's what? Oh, okay. Later. All right. And she has a plan.
For sure, yes. Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm a little scared. What's the plan?
She told you it wouldn't be any fun.
Okay, yeah.
You have to tell me if you don't like, okay? Okay. My ropes are scary. They are emotion. They have emotion, really.
Yeah, they're like snakes. What was that sound?
This is an epic wedgie.
An epic wedgie.
Yeah.
You hear that, Facebook viewers? She is getting an epic wedgie.
I think so.
Sunshine is getting an epic wedgie from Ishara.
Whoa! Okay, whoa. Oh. The wedgie's really just the wedgie.
That was too much of a wedgie.
Yeah.
And she's tied up with her arms behind her back. And with her, her boobs are tied above and below. We have a great view of them.
Mm. Yeah, I'm kind of impressed too.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You look good.
Thanks.
Sometimes beauty is painful.
Yeah, like a pearl, right? Because pearl's just infection in the clam, right?
Epic wedgie is getting worked on.
This wedgie's just getting deeper and deeper. Wedgie and camel toe. Wow.
I don't touch you, just the ropes do.
No, I know, I know.
Just the ropes. It's the ropes that do it. Are you feeling very zen? Are you? You seem relaxed.
Really? Okay.
Maybe.
you ever tie anyone up with a hat like that on?
That makes it, in a lot of ways, the hat. The hat makes the woman.
The hat makes the woman.
She's making quite a little skirt for you there.
Yeah.
Really? Really? And now, how do you feel?
Like I might want to pose for a few pictures, then hurry up and take it off. My hands are like, you know, stationary.
All right.
Okay. So let's have some applause for Sunshine.
Thank you.
And Ishara. Ishara Gabri.
I'm trying to bow.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I'd wave bye, but I can't.
Now, I have to untie her.
Yes, you do. You have to. You don't have to untie Trump, but you do have to untie Sunshine. And it's going to feel so good.
Oh, yeah.
When you are released.
Really stretching out the triceps here.
Yeah, it's a good workout, good yoga. Very yogic.
Yeah. Ooh. Awesome. I'm glad I wore deodorant today.
Yeah, me too.
Many people who are scared to be touched for many reasons, they can go behind this fear. Just be touching by the ropes, not for the hand, for people. So it's a good therapy.
Good therapy, yeah. For people who don't want to be touched by hands, they might like being touched by ropes. Some people are like that. There's all kinds of people in this beautiful, diverse world. Those boobs feel now
awesome.
Released on top.
She can turn so you can see the back.
Oh, look at the back. Check it out. She's a comedian. Comedians don't relax.
Oh, yeah.
You're pretty relaxed, though.
For me, yeah.
Yeah, for you. For, you know, for a lot of people.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Ishara has a way of relaxing you.
Yeah. Can I put my arm down?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Oh. Nice.
It just feels good to take my arms down.
Yeah. His arms must enjoy being back down. And now the wrists, those poor wrists. Woo!
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Move a little bit. Yeah.
But they were tied differently.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's cool.
A different pattern. So you'll have all kinds of interesting bruises.
Yeah. Oh.
Now comes the wedgie. Or now the wedgie comes off.
The unwedgie wedgie.
5 minutes. Okay. So, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, once again, we've had a show just kind of fly by. Yes, indeed we have. And Facebook can't watch right now, but we are doing booby bondage. Mar, what are you doing?
He put Facebook on us.
Okay. So now we're getting the last little bit of the... Whoa! Wedgie is off. And you are free. Free. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose, Janis Joplin said. And now you have your bra back on. And we can have the Facebook camera back. Facebook, hello. Poor Facebook. I feel like Facebook
really
was in the doghouse.
Look, the face is more relaxed now.
Definitely, definitely. Very relaxed. You did a great job, Ishara.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Very nice. You've.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, I'm so happy to invite you. I'm so happy to have you. Thank you for sharing your bondage techniques, your breath work, your beauty, your whole teaching system. And thank you again, Dr. Serena Anderlini, Dr. Serena Gaia Anderlini, D'Onofrio, for introducing us to Ishara. And where you go next?
We just go around Los Angeles.
Okay.
And for 5 days, and then I go back at home.
Okay.
But,
now you can hold the microphone.
Yeah, right.
I don't have to hold it.
Right. After the breathwork conference I went to, before to come here, some people invite me to go back here in the U.S. So I will back, possible in Washington and in New Orleans and maybe here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, well,
why not?
When you come back here, you are welcome to come to Bonoboville and be on the show again. We loved having you, and it was perfect for our theme of the 4th of July, freedom.
Yeah.
And bondage, you know.
Bondage.
Freedom is the greatest aphrodisiac, but bondage is a close second. And bonobos do a little bit of bondage.
They do?
Bonobos, yeah, it's kind of like they hold each other down. They're not going to use rope to tie each other up, but they are going to sometimes hold each other down. And I think it's consensual. And they seem to enjoy it in their sex play and just play. And so, yes, brothers and sisters, let's see. Bye-bye, Art Kunkin, once again. And Trump is still tied up. I'm enjoying watching him all tied up and gagged with the rope. Yeah, that's good. And, yeah, we've had a good time. So I hope you have a good rest of your 4th of July weekend and a fabulous week. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Drop bras, not bombs. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. Love you.
Thanks love for you. Coming to the show, both physically and organically.
Talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo. And help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question, or play out a fantasy, or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
Hear that?